Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your supervisor here in our fire department? Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
48088.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Sarkis, first name. Michael, last name.
Thank you. One moment, please. One moment. One moment, please. For security purpose of the account, can you verify your address, please?
32646 Columbus, Warren, Michigan, 48088.
Thank you. I see here you have our Melody Watch, and you want to report this as fraud. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
You want to report this as fraud?
What? The watch?
Yes.
No, I was calling about the auto insurer.
All right. We can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can't continue.
Hello?
Yes, as long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can't continue.
You can't complete it?
As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can't continue.
I'm the one that placed it.
I'm sorry?
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
Your reporting says fraud, correct?
Yes.
All right, give me one moment and I get it refunded.
Okay.
All right, one moment, please. All right. So I refunded the $59.97.
How much?
$59.97.
Again, what's my bill now? What's the bottom line?
$18.94 and $7.92.
I beg your pardon?
I refunded $18.94, $59.97, and $7.92.
$59.97. What was the last one?
$7.92.
So what's my, how much do I owe for Full America now?
How much do you owe for who, sir?
What is the, what is my balance now?
You don't have a balance. Everything was refunded. So you're receiving everything back.
So it says I owe $347.
No, you never owed it.
I got a, this called American Bank, right?
No, we're not the bank, sir.
Well, who am I calling?
We're the company where you ordered the product.
Oh, so they, you refunded me these three, right? $18.94, $59.97, $7.92?
Correct.
That was, you refunded me that, right?
Yes.
So I got to take this off my bill then, right?
Yeah, it's refunded, so it's nothing you have to do.
Okay, so that's refunded.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what were those three products again? Do you, could you tell me?
That was earbuds. That's, it was earbuds and watch.
Was a watch?
Yes.
And what else? That's it?
Earbuds.
A what?
Earbuds.
Oh, earbuds?
Earbuds that go in your ear?
Yeah, how much were those?
Give me 1 second, please. It was the earbuds. You pay $7.92 for the watch and the earbuds. You pay warranty $18.94 and the earbuds was $59.97.
So I got a refund for all those, right?
Yes, sir. So, so it's three refunds.
Okay. And wait a minute. Could you name those out again? It was $59.97 for the watch.
$59.97.
$18.94. No, I got that. But what are those products?
It was watch.
For $59, right?
Mm-hmm. No, the earpods were $59.
Wait a minute. How much was the AirPod?
$59.
Okay, AirPod. That's what I want to know. Okay. And what was the other one? 18. What was that one? $18.94.
The warranty for the earbuds.
Wait. The AirPods is $59.97 refunded, right?
Correct.
And what's the $18.94?
The $18.94 was warranty.
Warranty?
Yes.
And the $7.92?
That was for the watch.
$7.92 for the watch?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a refund for $86.83, right?
Right.
That comes off my bill, am I correct?
It's coming off your bill.
So what about the $158?
What do you mean?
I never ordered this. It's called Auto Assure Company.
That's not, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Give me 1 second, please. That's not our charge, sir.
Huh?
That's not our charge.
That's not charge.
Correct. That's not our charge.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm sorry. That's not our charge.
Which one is that? Not your charge.
That's not the charge from us.
That auto assure is not a charge from you?
Correct.
Then why is it on my bill?
I'm not sure, sir. It's not from us.
So what do I do? It's on your bill.
The charges that I've given you is our only charges.
Wait a minute. How much do I owe you right now, this cold America?
You don't owe anything, sir.
What company am I calling?
We are the call center who the charge was from.
I'm misunderstanding what I'm doing here. I'm calling you, and the company I'm calling, what company is this?
We're the company that you just were speaking with when they transfer over. We're Melody.
Okay. Now I got a auto assure company for $148. That
yeah,
was not charged, huh?
You have to call your bank to get that number.
Get what number?
For that charge.
I got that. Wait a minute. Let me understand what I'm doing here because I'm confused right now. On my bill for Coal America, I got an auto assure company charging me $148.65.
Right. You have to find the correct number for that charge.
Well, I got that number, and it was refunded. Is that right?
The only thing I've refunded was the three charges that I've explained to you.
You refunded me $18.94, $59.97, and $7.92.
Yes.
Okay, that's refunded. Now, my bill, I owe you Disco American Bank, right?
We're not the bank, sir. We are the company.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you refunded me three items, right?
Three charges.
The watch, the three charges.
Right.
$18.94, $59.97,
$59.97.
And you funded me $86.83. Okay. So I got to call Call America back now, right?
Yeah. Call them for the correct number.
What number is that? What are you talking about?
Call your bank and they should be able to give you a different number.
Okay. For what? Well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
They should be able to give you the number for the company that's charging you.
For?
Your bank should be able to give you the number for the other charge that you're calling in about.
So the one I'm refunded for, I read it to you, that's refunded, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now I got to call the bank to find out about this other one, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Okay, I'll call my bank. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.